Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in
You might call from us on our radio to be involved in our trillion dollar flow. And that's what we're working on, our trillion dollar flow.
My shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
What do you know? If this doesn't work out, I find myself.
Open up the door. I want to say to you this morning, I'm praying for those that are locked up, those in jail, those that need a healing. And I want to tell you, if you haven't seen, go to my website, justseedabrahamgoesback.com, to reach up, I'm going to plant a seed in the ministry that I want to grow, and I want where I need to go. And if you walk in faith, God bless you. And I'm talking about peace in your life, peace with your family. God is going to make you supply. Live 419, live your 4:13. I want you to know, St. Luke 6:38, seeking for your miracle. Shake down bread, we're on with Matthew. And Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of the righteous. And this morning, I want you to get ready for God to bless you. I want you to get ready for God to open up that door and be closed. Many doors have been closed in your faith. Many places. I want you to go to my post office. I'd like to be a post office box 28-909-606, Chicago, Illinois. That's post office box 28-909-607, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. All right. Send me a letter where I can pray. I'm going to pray right now. Talk about how to come at this hour. Pray for those that call. Pray for those that are looking for help. Pray for those that need help right now. God, amen. For God, Jacob, your God, and my God, we ask for the divine healing now. God, we ask you to touch right now. God, we want you to touch every boy, every man, every woman. Father, God, help me go.
Thank you. You know my name. That was a very, very powerful song
that family singing.
God is your name.
what he want me to say to you. But he, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to give you the teaching. Now,
that's right.
You know that the Holy Spirit is in you because you know right from wrong. Proverbs 9:1 says, I speak the truth, I lie not. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit. You got a conscience that is in the Holy Spirit. That name of that man that's spirit that's in the Holy Spirit is eyewitness. That's you and God twined together as a spirit that was put in you in Ezekiel 36, chapter 26. Read it for yourself. And you know that you cannot go out here and do wrong and don't hear that voice on the inside of you telling you that you do wrong, that you're doing, getting ready to do wrong. If you do it, he's telling you that you're doing wrong while you're doing it. And after you do it, he tells you you need to repent. So I'm telling you, see, you got these things in you. That's why I want to make sure you hear what you're supposed to do. He tell you, that's for John 14:26, that you got a teacher in you that is teaching you everything. Now, for the commandment part, you go right down to the next chapter, to the next chapter in the book of John 13:34. Jesus said, a new commandment I have in you, that you love one another as I love you. That's the commandment that takes care of the old covenant commandment, and it's the new commandment that we are living under. You got that in you because I'm pretty sure he done told you you should love one another. You done seen that scripture, you done heard it, that you should love one another as Jesus loved us. Then he goes on to tell you the third scripture he wants you to speak. And you're doing what he wants you to do now. It's his request. You're doing what he asked you to do to fulfill the request. That's the one where you have what he said, Proverbs 2:2, so that you will incline. He's going to come into you and incline you to hear him. And when you hear him, he's going to incline you to speak what you hear, so that you will come to have peace with the situation you are that's occurring in you. Now, that's faith within itself to do what he, when you do what he say he going to do, then he ain't no man that he should lie, neither is he the son of a man that he should repent. He say his word will not return unto him void. Well, don't you forget that you got him in you. He's not returning to himself. He's returning to you and himself, the other man. And the other man is going to reveal what you should do, or our wisdom man is going to reveal what you should do to the soul man. Now, if you speak, 1 Corinthians 2:16, keep speaking it, and the mind of the soul man is going to become the mind of Christ, because the mind of Christ is already in you. But then the soul man is going to adopt the mind of Christ. Then he's going to be in total agreement with our wisdom man in your heart. Now, when you get to our wisdom man, when you get to that point, see, God has given you the scripture to speak, the word. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in thy truth. That word is true. That those that talk to God or worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, I think I started talking to you about unknown tongues because that's in my office. 1 Corinthians 14:39 says, wherefore, brethren, covenant to prophesy, agree with him to edify, exhortate, and give comfort, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Well, I said, I was speaking in unknown tongues, but I found out that I didn't really know what I was doing. I wasn't doing the right thing. But anyway, when he took me to Mark 15:34, I found out the way Jesus spoke in unknown tongues, he told me to follow what Jesus was doing. And he asked me if I was doing what Jesus was doing when I read at the ninth hour, Jesus spoke with a loud voice saying, Elohi, Elohi, la tabatani. That wasn't what I was doing. I was doing something else because I could distinctively speak and pronounce each word that Jesus did. And when I did that, he revealed to me, he said, that's unknown tongue. And he said, he asked me about the question. I told him unknown tongue because it says at the end, what he said was being interpreted as unknown tongue. Now, when you speak in an unknown tongue, what unknown tongue is, what he gave me to give you for short so that you could remember, if you say you, Y-O-U, that's a known word. The language that we speak is either unknown or known. We don't speak in other language. If you're speaking any kind of other sound, it's bird sound, cricket sound, lizard sound, coon sound, possum sound, or some other kind of sound, but it's not human language. We speak known and unknown, and you can make your own unknown tongue by saying that he gave me the word Y-O-U, and if you take the U away, you got Y-O, you got U. Well, if you say Elohi, you can make an American word out of Elohi by saying Eloi. So all you got to do is follow the example that I'm giving you. Now, you're doing that. The reason you're doing that is not to show out or not to prove somebody that you can speak in tongues. You're doing it for yourself, for your healing. If the inner man, and I with the man, and the soul man agree, that's like two people agreeing. But now it's God in you agreeing with the soul man in you. If two of you shall agree, the scriptures say if two of us shall agree, it shall glorify God and Jesus, that they may be glorified. And you get glory by doing it yourself because you are doing it for your healing, for the inner man to pray for you. Now, if you got cancer, if you got cancer. If the doctor say that you have cancer, don't you ever say that you got that, because Mark 11:23 says, whosoever shall say, unto the mountain is counsel, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe it, the things he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Now that's faith. That's one kind of faith. That is faith. Another faith that you can have for the same thing, counsel, is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick, and the word of God is powerful, and is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even unto the dividing partition of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner, determines what you think, what you say out of your mouth. It is a determiner of speech, of decision and speech. What you decide to speak, Hebrews 4:12 will determine that. Now, since Hebrews 4:12, it comes under the definition of understanding, understanding are all the scriptures in the Bible. So if all the scriptures in the Bible is understanding, then that scripture, that's God. That's God's word, so that's God. So God give us the authority to you, and not just me, but you and all his children, to decree a thing. You can decree that your red bone marrow, since that scripture goes into the bone marrow, you can just decree that your bone marrow produce or manifest antigens and antibodies, viral type, inorganic and organic type, against cancer. Is. And if it's blood cancer, it's even more powerful because that's where the antibodies are, in your blood. They can be delivered to any part of your body, any organ of your body. But if they're in your blood, and you know that you got Jesus in you, because you know right from wrong, then you know all of the blood that goes through your heart is picking up antigens from God, from Jesus. So the cancer has to submit to the antibodies and the antigen that is in your blood. If you got pneumonia, which is an organic type, decree that organic antibodies and organic antigen be developed in your blood, be put into your blood by the blood of Jesus, so that it will, and those are organic because they're living, so that those cancer viruses or RNA and DNA type will be attacked and they will be destroyed. Those viral RNA or DNA molecules cannot withstand the power of God, of Jesus. So, but you have to say these things, and don't ever say that you got cancer. You might be able to say the doctor say that you had cancer, but don't you ever say that you don't have it. Say that cancer has been eliminated from your body. So that's the procedure for almost any disease that you have. Just go to God and decree it. And as far as the bone cancer is concerned, just say the same thing, because the marrow of your bone produces antibodies. And God says all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, again, you must write these things down. Write down 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. The scripture Paul wrote, he said, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. He said, I believed in the past, and therefore have I spoken. Then he says, we also believe, and therefore we speak. Now, Jesus said the same thing in John chapter 17, verse 20. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for all of those who believe on me with their words. If you speak the word of God and speak directly to the situation that you have with his scripture, again, he's not going to return, boy. He's going to return to you. The way of the Holy Spirit, the I wisdom man, and then you're going to hear the I wisdom man going to speak to the soul man. Now, how do you know that this is going to work? Because, brothers and sisters, you're going to get peace beyond understanding. And what he's shown me about that is that there's some things that have been wrong with me. The devil wanted to keep coming back to me and telling me that it wasn't gone. But then write the scripture down. Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit, the Holy Spirit that's in you, through the eternal spirit, purge. They ain't asking him to see. He ain't asking any demons to move now. He purging them. He kicking them out of you, that you may serve the true and the living God.
Amen.
If you follow what I'm saying, you're going to find out that I'm telling you what God has told me to tell you, and he ain't no man, again, that he should lie. Neither is the son of a man that he should repent. So
right.
I would like to, a bishop, is it appropriate for me to ask them some people to speak so I can know if they're doing what's going on or if they understand what I'm saying? Is that appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm asking you now, if some of you hear me and know what I'm saying, I want you to say yay, amen, or me. If you don't,
hold on, brother.
I'll go over
Sister
again.
Pearl,
all right.
From Detroit, Pearl, do you enjoy Brother White? I got Sister Pearl on. But they want to say something.
If you don't,
what you saying, Pearl?
I am here with you. I was.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Do you receive it?
Pardon me?
Are you receiving it?
The best I know.
Well, all you have to do is to say, are you writing those scriptures down?
No, I haven't wrote them down because I was half asleep. I'm sorry.
Well,
hello?
I'm going to make sure you get them scriptures. Let me tell you, bring the pencil and paper, because this is healed. And when you go to the box that when you go, let me tell you, when people go, I got a headache, they go to the bathroom and go into the cabinet and get aspirin. You ain't got to give no aspirin because you got the word of God. All you got to do, plead for your
it's
healing.
Speaking.
This is divine healing from God. The night is divine
speaking.
Healing. So you have to know how to get healed. You know, one lady said she got to go take some sleeping pill before she go to sleep at night. That's not normal.
No, it's not.
That's not normal. You know, all this stuff is demonic. You know, the biggest drug dealer in America is Walgreens and CVS. They push more drugs than any dope deal can ever push. You know, y'all
Amen.
Don't want to hear that. That's the truth. Go on, Brother White.
Well, I need to get some feedback because I want to know if they're hearing me, and I want to know if they are obeying what God wants them to do, because this is real. This is unlike anything I ever heard. I'm not saying I'm the only one. I would be crazy to say that, but I just have never heard. I've never heard of anything like this until God. Until God just gave it to me. He started giving it to me. The more I asked for, the more he gave me. So, and it all starts with salvation. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Confess that I believe that Jesus Christ walked the earth. I believe he healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, raised the dead. I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And if you didn't say it that way, just say it again that way. Don't mean that you wasn't saved, because Jesus said, no matter how they come to him, they in no wise will he not save them. In no wisdom will he cast them to the side. The problem is that with us, when we don't say it the way God says, the mind and the heart don't come together the way they should. But then eventually, once you speak, I believe in my heart that God raised them from the dead, then the mind and the brain and the heart come on one accord. And then you start hearing goodly from God by way of the Holy Spirit that speaks to our wisdom, and our wisdom speaks to man. So I just want to know.
Brother White,
go ahead,
I want to say this to him.
Yeah.
Brother White, lots of people are not pushing healing. They're pushing pills. And,
right.
You know, they're pushing pills. There's a pastor, pray for me. You know what the pastor said? Go to the doctor. The pastor supposed
right.
to be the doctor to heal them. And the word
right.
of God will heal you. But now they ain't pushing healing. Somebody said,
no, they're not.
Pray for you. Look at you like you're crazy. I told a lady, I said, God can heal that. Well, I'm going to the doctor. I said, go ahead on to the doctor. When she went to the doctor, want to give a surgery and all that. She come back. Bitch, you want a surgery? Didn't I tell you, you better pray? Because
yep.
everything man want to do now, he want to do a quick fix. And I'm telling you, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Ten Commandments, you read the whole 66 book, it will show you that God haven't changed, men have changed.
Yes, they have. And it ain't.
Right.
It don't take no whole lot of. It doesn't take a whole lot of knowledge to do this either. It's just for some real simple things of understanding, and the word invention. If you speak the word invention, God will deliver to you what to say. He's not a man that he's gonna tell you something. And especially the word invention, he's asking you. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee. Calling you a son and asking you if you receive his word and then and hide his commandments in you. And then he tell you not to go on your own, but come to him and ask him what word does he want you to say. And I keep telling you, John 14:26, the teacher who teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. You cannot be there is not another scripture in that Bible that that overpowers John 14:26 when it comes to receiving God's word.
That's right.
Not only is he going to teach, not only is he going to teach it to you, he's going to bring it to your remembrance like he bring. I don't got no Bible in front of me. I'm talking from what the Holy Spirit be bringing back to me. And the commandments, people want to say, you talk about the 10 commandments where you are. Because the 10 commandments are included in a new commandment I leave with you, that you love one another as I love you. And then he tell you the most important thing that you have is your life. If you don't have your life, you don't have anything.
All right.
Speak Luke 6:38. Give shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men. Shall men. This God saying, telling you, shall men going to give to your bosom. You think he's lying to you? When you ask yourself, if you try to tell yourself that God lying to you, you ain't going to be able to finish that yourself.
And what is that at the end? Look. One of the main scriptures is John 3:14.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, love got to be in it.
It's got to be in you. Well, if you speak the word in vengeance, love will overtake you. And Hebrews 9:14 purges all the demons out of you. So they won't interfere with you. How much more shall the blood of Christ? The blood of Christ is everything.
All right.
Purge your conscience from dead works that you may serve the true and the living God. I don't go too far because I don't need to. I have to tell you what God says. And if that's what you do, you're going to have what God says. I'm having what God says because I speak his word for everything that come upon me. And I didn't know how to do that until he revealed to me that I can't do that on my own. He has to do that for me because he knows everything about me. And he put the Holy Spirit in me to bring it to my remembrance. So I shouldn't have even tried to remember all these things. I just speak them. And let them come to me. And then I keep telling people the seven pillars of wisdom. They talk to you. You got prudence in you. That prudence is sharp as wise as a serpent, but you're harmless as a dove. Knowledge and discretion discerns what words you should say for your problem. It determines what words to speak out of your mouth.
That
goes along with Proverbs 16:3, which says, commit your works to the Lord, but the scripture that you want for your problem. And your thoughts will be developed. Charge of your whole life. Knowledge and discretion. Fear of God is the third pillar. Fear of God allows you to know that God ain't the boogeyman that you're supposed to be scared and running from. But he letting you know that if you don't obey what he's saying, you don't fear him.
Since you said boogeyman,
yeah.
Do you know they serving Halloween more than they serving Christmas? They honor Halloween like it's some, and that's a pagan holiday.
I saw a truck leaving Walmart with a trunk. The bed of the truck, it had full of watermelon. Full of pumpkin.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Now,
they're going to turn away from God, going to the cemetery, And the Bible says, let the dead bury the dead. You ain't got nothing in that cemetery, so leave it there. But these people are turning it all the way around.
Yes,
the next holiday, they have it. It's a holiday that they're having. It's a Christmas. And they don't, you, one of those big skeletons that you see giant costs $300.
Yeah.
Pumpkins and all of them people, they all they doing, calling them spirits back from the dead. They call them spirits of evil. That means you got people having all kind of problems, accidents, killings going on because they are calling those evil spirits back. You know what I'm saying, Brother
Into
White?
Into them.
Yeah.
Into them.
You go,
I
go buy your kid a witch is off all that other kind of stuff, monsters. He's having nightmares. Again, they want to kill everybody. You have called those spirits back from hell.
That's
what they're
doing.
You call them back from hell.
That's what you're coming for.
Halloween is a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
It's really supposed to be for the solstice. It's supposed to be for the changing of the weather. Going into summer to winter, winter to summer.
Yeah, you got it.
But they took it for a holiday. They got stuff in their windows.
Moving on.
The yard is full of stuff.
And moving on. Now that fourth pillar of wisdom is counsel of the Lord. That's all the scriptures too. That's your counsel. When you get them scriptures in you, knowledge and discretion is going to counsel you with those scriptures. And the fifth is special counsel of the Lord. That's basically talking about 1 verse 3 where it says, to receive instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. In other words, stop judging people. Don't judge them through. You can judge them through Luke 6:38. You start walking in Luke 6:38, then that's a judgment scripture too, because it judges you. Because it says you will have what you say. Now it's just telling you you can't just go doing things to people and don't think that you're gonna receive all the benefits and freedom and protection from God. At the end, it says you're going to get back what you give.
That's
so
right.
If you listen to God, you're not going to be given anything wrong. So you give your judgment about me, give it through Luke 6:8 to God. Let him. He's going
to sin is death.
Thank you.
Give to God eternal life.
It sure is.
You got to have people for God.
That's what you got to do. And then understanding. Proverbs 4:1 says, hear ye children, the instructions of your father, and attend to know understanding. Attend to know him. For he give us good doctrine, forsake him not our law. See, if I was my father's son, turn it on to love and the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let my heart retain his word, keep his commandments and live, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth, forsake her not, she shall preserve thee, love her, she shall keep thee. Wisdom, is what God's word says, is the principal thing. But above all, get understanding by speaking the wisdom you hear. See, when you speak the wisdom you hear, you're going to get peace. And that's God telling you when you get peace above all understanding. He's telling you, hey, look, I hear you. You're going to get what you said, what you asked for. And that's why I'm giving
you
peace.
Because you have not because you
asked not. That's exactly what he's saying. You have not because you asked not, or you ask amiss. So you can ask wrong. So that's why he wants you to follow him with all your heart. And don't lean to your own understanding because When you lean to your own understanding, you are disobeying God.
The bottom line, divine healing comes from God, not from man. And when you seek from God, you're going to get your healing. I don't care what the statistics say. When you
that's
ask God with pure heart, God going to heal your body. And the
that's
thing I want to say, Brother White, when we was down south with the older people, they didn't have no hospital. They was healed.
No,
the mother of the church could pray for you. The pastor prayed, and you got healed. From broken limbs, from everything. But now things got so modern, they feel like, well, I can go to ER. I can go to the emergency room. Sometimes you go to the emergency room, you get more stuff in the emergency room than you get staying at home.
People die in the emergency room, too.
They die in the emergency room. I seen a lady with the emergency room. They left her there all night that morning when they got to clear. She's dead. Sometimes you got to trust and lean on God. Body,
that
mind, soul, and spirit. I want to say that.
I have a relative.
Thank you so much for coming on. We're about to go off the air. And tonight we'll be on tomorrow from 11 to 12. If somebody want to come in. And I'm going to talk about the politics and things that are going on. If you can come on, Brother White, come on. Talk about all this money they're sending over there to a crane over $1 billion. And money need to be right in Mississippi. The farmers can't get money to farm, the black farmers.
No, they can't.
The law got
can't.
To be talked about. So God ain't lacking all this stuff that's going on. So you better get people better get on the right side. And that's the slide.
Yes, they better.
That's right.
And the Democrats, they're not talking about divine healing. They are not talking about the winning thinking to solve problems. They're talking about giving you, they're on my phone day and night asking me for money.
I used
to send them money, but I stopped sending them to them because they don't want to hear me. So why should I hear them?
That's right.
I've been trying to.
I want to say this here. We going off the air too. Kanye West might did a lot of things, but you see how people got together and dropped him. But see, black folks don't know that they've been talking bad about black folks all our life. And
yes,
this man got a little money, and you know they said, well, he made a lot of mistakes. You know, his brother said black folks chose to be in slavery. We know that's a lie. And he runs with the big dogs. The big dogs and dropped him. He's a little dog now. And they trying to carry him to jail like they did R. Kelly, like they did the comedian.
I know you're talking about Dr. Huckabee.
that's right. They carry him to jail. Yes, by CPS, he went to jail. Now, I know that R. Kelly did some of that stuff, but all the stuff they say he did, and they come in, they got him with racketeering, got him with all kind of gangsters, Al Capone didn't get them charges.
Yep. No, he didn't.
Didn't get them charges because they black. Now, I want to say this.
Yep.
We about to go off there anyway. How come the government spent all that money to over $1 million to Ukraine? They ain't done nothing to Kenya, where children starving. They ain't done nothing to South Africa, where they got flooded out and the whole land won't grow nothing. When it comes to black, get back, and that ain't right.
And they ain't doing nothing to Trump, who committed treason.
Trump did everything, and he went nowhere.
And ain't going nowhere.
See what I'm saying?
God might be real legend. Might be real legend again.
That's right.
Yep. So, I done decreed on Trump, and I decreed on a lot. I decreed on Putin.
Yeah.
And
God,
and today
able, when you pray and ask God, God will do what needs to be done. And I'm going to talk about that next